Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Laverne?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Sheer. I'm calling from Family First Care LLC.
Okay.
I think you spoke to a colleague of mine yesterday, maybe Jasmine or
Yes.
Mary. So I'm just reading the case. She said that you were interested in getting onto the waiver program, which is great. I was gonna just introduce myself. I'll be your enrollment coordinator. You'll be hearing a lot from me, and I'll be walking you through the process of getting you onto those services.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what you've heard about the waiver program. Do you have any questions about it?
I was just going to ask you because I heard you say that I'm off the waiver program, but I never went off anything because I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, I didn't say off the waiver program. I said,
Oh,
I'm sorry. No,
sorry.
I didn't say that.
Oh,
You
okay.
want to be on the waiver program. You're interested.
Yes.
So, do you have any questions about getting onto the program or anything? Do you know anything about it? Do you want clarity on any aspect?
I don't know anything about nothing right now. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to give you all the facts really fast. I don't want to bombard you with too much information. But
Okay.
basically, the county supplies the services with the state, so they have to make sure that you're eligible. There's over 100,000 people in PA that are using the services, so it is something that helps the quality of life immensely for people. They try and see first off if you're physically approved, and then, I mean, medically approved, and then financially approved. And it's something that everybody has to go through. They don't ask somebody specific to do something that they're not asking anybody else to do. So it's everything is, everybody has to do the same process. With me, I like to just, get the assessments going for you, and then financial information they're going to need. I'm going to give you a heads up, though. Sometimes they can ask for a lot of information, but I'm here to help you out and work with you. So, there's always a solution for something. You're not going to be stuck anywhere, okay? So the first thing I would have you do is call into the broker. Now, the broker is an intermediary between us and the county. They work with the county to see if you're medically approved, and they come down to you, to your house, okay? Do you have anybody in the house that's under age?
No. Well, my granddaughter's here, but she's 19.
Okay. So then do you okay, now I'm going to ask you a couple questions. It's not to be invasive or anything. It's just part of the process. Depending on your answer, will determine if you could be eligible or not. So bear with me. Do you make more or less than $2,980 a month? You don't have to tell me the amount. You could just say yes or no, more or less.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question for me?
Sure. Do you make more or less than $2,980?
No.
Less, you're saying.
Less.
Okay. Do you have more than $8,000 in your savings account?
No.
Okay. Are you divorced, married?
Single.
Single. Okay. Have you ever been married?
Once, yes.
Legally?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So they may need the divorce decree, if you were divorced. That's why I'm asking. Again, I'm
Yes.
not here to be invasive or anything. It's just part of the process. But let's put that on the back of the burner. The broker needs to get an assessment. You need to get an assessment scheduled with the broker. So I can give you the number to them whenever you're ready. Or if you'd like, I could text this number I called you at with all the information.
Okay, I'll take the number.
Okay. The number is 877
877
550
550
4227.
4227.
Correct. And what other information? Yes, so you're going to call into this number, request an assessment. What that's doing essentially is opening up the case for them and the county, and they could start with you getting the services. Now, trying to think if there's anything else that's important. Now, of course, they're going to need financial information. It's up to you if you want me to go through with that with you now. It may be just a little overwhelming, so I don't mind going over with this with you on Monday.
Okay, so Monday's good.
Monday's good. Okay, and on top of that, before you go today, I also want to schedule to have a doctor reach out to you. And this is separate than the broker. You need to get a PCP form filled out. Now, you have two options. the form is going to get sent to your doctor. You could either get your doctor to fill it out, or I could have somebody give you a call and fill it out with you over the phone. It's usually a little faster. That's why we recommend it, but it's up to you.
Okay, that would be better if you could fill it out over the phone.
Okay, so I'll have somebody reach out to you. The number may be a New York number, and so it's not spam. I'm just letting you know. It's a New York number, and look out for that, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, stay warm, and I will be in touch with you on Monday and trying to get that assessment scheduled, so when I call you Monday, you can tell me what it is.
All right, so you want me to call this number now?
Yes. Can you read it back to me so I know that you have the right one?
877-550-4227.
Yes, perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
So call that number. Tell them you're calling to schedule an assessment. To make it easier on you, there's going to be some automated questions in the beginning. You could just press 1 for all of them, and you'll get through faster.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Have a great day. Good weekend. We'll be in touch.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, bye.